I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and today I conclude my thoughts on what it means to enjoy your forgiveness, to live in the incredible truth that when you confess and forsake your sins, God freely forgives, and furthermore, He remembers them against you no more. They are removed from you as far as the east is from the west, and of course, the east and west can never meet. In 1 John 2:12, we read, "I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake." Your forgiven sins have been forgiven for the honor of Jesus' name. This is all done for God's glory. Living in the joy of your forgiveness, testifying that God has forgiven you, enjoying your forgiveness is what God wants for you as His child, for those who are born from above through faith in Jesus Christ. I want to close with a quote from an article I read by Luke Rowland. He writes, "The truth is, Christianity as a religion really has only one participant, and that is Jesus. We are not participants, but recipients. We receive, and we receive the most amazing gift we could ever receive, which is forgiveness. This is why I believe it's important for us right now to understand our justification and to take our forgiveness very seriously so we are not tossed around by a new false doctrine." And that false doctrine is that forgiveness is something you have to earn or work for. You have to pay for your sins or your mistakes or your wrong choices. And then, of course, you can never enjoy your forgiveness because you can never pay for it or earn it. So it's a catch-22. But Jesus has come to set you free from that bondage. As we read in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So my prayer is that you will begin now to enjoy your forgiveness and keep learning to do that. You do that by bringing every thought into captivity, those thoughts of guilt and regret, grabbing them and replacing them with the truth that you are forgiven. Truth sets you free. We've prepared a simple card that says, "Enjoy Your Forgiveness," which you'll find on our website along with a copy of today's devotional. I encourage you to print it out and help yourself remember to enjoy your forgiveness. I also invite you to join our Zoom Tuesday night Bible study on improving your relationships. Sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.